I'm Jennifer Fuller, reporting the news on WSIU. Sunshine today. Expect a high near 79 degrees. A suspect has been arrested for an armed robbery last week at the Circle K convenience store in Carbondale. Carbondale police say 43-year-old Arthur Eccles Jr. of Calumet City was arrested and taken to the Jackson County Jail, where his bond was set at $500,000. Officers responded to the Circle K on South Illinois Avenue early Friday morning, where they learned two suspects had entered the business and demanded money. Both were believed to be black males. Both were wearing Halloween masks. One suspect was armed with a handgun. Both got away with an undisclosed amount of money. The investigation is continuing into that incident and others, which have occurred in Carbondale and Heron since late July. All are investigated as related. Flyers from a white supremacist group are posted across the Northern Illinois University campus recently. Acting President Lisa Freeman says that violates campus posting policy. Freeman says NIU officials are removing the flyers as they see them and that hate has no place at the DeKalb University. Identify Europa is identified by the Southern Poverty Law Center as a hate group and targets universities. NIU officials say no one actually was caught posting the materials. Police say it's not a criminal matter because it's not against the law to post such flyers. Amirius Clinton is chair of the NAACP NIU student chapter. He says students are still scared. They perceive the materials as threatening.
I'm not surprised that there are more groups like this on the rise all across America. So, this is something that I kind of expected.
The flyers had messages like liberalism can't stop what's coming, with photos of books from a publisher with alt-right ties. SIU's president says there are challenges ahead, but he's also working on new initiatives for the system. Randy Dunn says the system can't escape the financial pressures that were exaggerated during the state's budget impasse, but he says staff in his office are looking at some centralization as an attempt to save money.
On the academic side of the house, such mergers and new partnerships must be driven by the faculty and the campuses. But when it comes to administrative and financial operations, the mantra for coming years will increasingly be that SIU will centralize what we can and localize what we must.
But Dunn says there are areas for growth at SIU. In his annual State of the System address, the president outlined a new initiative he calls Great Schools SI.
A collaborative initiative to support innovative teacher preparation across the entire workforce pipeline, promote new models of educational delivery, and build overall confidence and investment in the public schools of our region.
Dunn says SIU has been and will continue to be a leader in Southern Illinois in preparing teachers and building the educational opportunities. I'm Jennifer Fuller.